Turn now to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, we're reading verses 35 through verse 50. Verses 35 through verse 50 of 1 Corinthians 15. Continuing now the discussion or the doctrine of the resurrection, not only of Christ, but especially of those who are in Christ when their bodies die and are in the grave. The resurrection of the dead in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 35, these are the words of God. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what kind of body do they come? You fool, that which you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And that which you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body just as He wished. And to each of the seeds a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another of flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fish. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we also will bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. And thus far in the word of the Lord. The dead in Christ are raised because Christ has been raised. And so the natural question then to ask in this passage is then, how are the dead raised? If they are indeed raised. More specifically, what kind of body are they raised with? The question that we all have. And there he uses an illustration of the seed that you sow and then what is produced to get us to understand what kind of body we as Christians will be raised with. And he goes to verse 36, that when you plant seeds, they die to germinate, and then they rise up out of the ground and come to life. It is the same picture with the resurrection of our dead bodies. You think about what you plant. If you have a garden, is it any flower or great plant when you plant it? Well, in this context, they didn't have where you could go to Walmart and buy already partially grown plants that you put in the ground. They only had seeds. So do you plant a flower or a great plant? No, you plant a seed. And it's a tiny seed or a small seed. Nothing spectacular at all about it. It's usually like the color of brown or something like that. And that's, he's saying, that's your body now. That's your body when it dies, it goes into the grave. You plant it. It is dying. Your body is dying, about to be put into the ground. But when it is raised up by God in Christ Jesus, He makes your body something spectacular, glorious, like an amazing flower or a great plant or tree. The body you will have, beloved, will be the body God desired of you, he says. Verse 40, there is a difference in bodies. There are earthly ones, there are heavenly ones. And the glory of the heavenly is much different than the glory of the earthly body, the glory of your body right now. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The earthly body is sown like a seed, perishable. Raised like a plant, imperishable. Sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. But the spiritual body is not first, is it? The natural body is first. The same with the first man, Adam. He takes us back to Adam. He's reminding us of union with Adam and union with Christ here. Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The first man, Adam, is from the earth. The second man, Christ, is from heaven. And so it is with our natural bodies. They are of the first Adam. And so they die because of sin. But spiritual bodies are of the second Adam, Christ Jesus, and so they are raised to life everlasting. Verse 49. It says, just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we also bear the image, will bear the image of the heavenly. Then you think of the last verse. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit imperishable. And Matthew Henry says of that verse, the natural body is flesh and blood, consisting of bones, muscles, nerves, veins, arteries, and their several fluids. And as such, it is of a corruptible frame and form, liable to dissolution, to rot, to molder. But no such thing shall inherit the heavenly regions. For this were for corruption to inherit incorruption. Which is little better than a contradiction in terms. The heavenly inheritance is incorruptible and never fadeth away. This body that you have now, the Lord is saying through Paul, cannot go into glory. It cannot go into the presence of God. It cannot be glorious because of what? It is corrupted by sin. And so you must be given a new glorified body. And so as a summary, the passage here teaches us that we will have real bodies in the resurrection. And they will be exactly suited to the imperishable world to come. And what that is like is beyond our ability to guess by looking at our current bodies. We cannot grasp what they will look like, even though we might try. Because they will be so glorious. Compared to a seed put in the ground, which is not at all glorious, producing then a flower, of which our new glorified bodies will be. You cannot have guessed. Just looking at seeds, if you're looking around at bodies, the bodies of people all around you, all they are is seeds. You've never seen a flower. You've never seen a plant so great. You've only seen these seeds that are small and not glorious. But one day we'll have new glorified bodies like great flowers and plants comparatively. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word here that gives us hope in the resurrection of our bodies, that we won't have these same bodies that still hurt and there's still pain and all these illnesses. But you'll give us new glorified bodies, that which we cannot really comprehend now or grasp, because we just have never seen anything like it. And so, Father, we ask that you would give us hope for the future of these new glorified bodies that will be given to us in the resurrection. Because we are still united to Christ, we will be raised. Our bodies will be raised up from the dead as new glorified bodies. And we will come into your presence and worship you forever and ever. And there'll be no more pain, no more struggles with our bodies. And this is all possible, all true, not possible, but fact already. Our bodies rising from the dead if we are your people with new glorified bodies. It's already fact. For you have promised it. And yet, Father, we ask that you would make our bodies now vessels prepared for glory. Cause us to be ones who are serving you with our bodies, not serving ourselves, not serving our own selfish wants and desires, but serving you alone. Father, forgive us of our sins, where we have loved the world and the things of the world, and served the world and the pleasures of the world instead of serving you with what you have given us in our bodies. Cause us in times of struggle with our bodies, in times of suffering, perhaps in times of persecution, to remember that even if they kill our bodies, those who persecute us from the world, they cannot kill our souls. They cannot cause your spirit to depart from us. They cannot cause our bodies to not be raised to new glorified bodies. And they cannot stop you, the God who sits on the throne, and your Son Jesus Christ, who rules and reigns over all as King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, calls us to trust your plan, your providence, your promises, even at times if it seems a hard providence upon us. Cause us, just as we will see and again in a few moments with Jonah, to trust your good plan and your power and your holiness and your grace. Father, we thank you that you're the one who has cleansed us of all sin. And you're doing that great work of sanctification now. So that when our day comes for us to die or Christ returns, that we will immediately enter into glory, perfected, perfectly righteous and holy. We thank you for that work you're doing now. We ask that you would continue to do it and do it at least for us more, so we would have sin no more, that we would hate sin more, that we would love righteousness more and pursue these things. Father, we thank you that you are the God who is exalted above all, the God who is the creator of our bodies, the God who, because of our own sin, in Christ Jesus will give us new glorified bodies. Father, hear our prayers because we pray in your Son's name, our righteousness. Amen.